Out with the Boys by Ali Giles. Read by Grant McFarlane.
Breaking up with someone you love is easier for women. Us men are meant to tough it out alone. My mates don't gather around me and say consolingly, "She's a whore and she used you," or "Forget her, you're worth more than that." They don't throw their arms around me and gently cajole me, weeping, into the beer garden for a fag, trying to take my mind off it. There's the man version of the girls' night out, of course. Out with the boys. When I was young, out with the boys meant getting absolutely rat-arsed while your mates try to get you laid. No better cure for the misery of a broken heart than the desolation of a one-night stand, apparently. Out with the boys is different now. We go to perky, trendy young pubs for a few awkward pints and a game or two of pool, furtively watching the barmaids, trying not to look like predatory paedophiles. We stand around in a tight group, uncomfortable in our trendy jeans and open-necked shirts that are slightly too snug around the middle, our thinning hair carefully gelled into tiny, spiky clumps, fencing off the bald spot. We watch messy handfuls of women our own age stumble through, outrageously drunk, pestering the bar staff and the security bloke, and getting away with it, clinging to each other in drunken, raucous support. When the boys' evening is over, there's a little backslapping, and "Hang on in there, buddy, it'll get better." They're good boys, really. But the size of it, the loneliness that is waiting, I just don't know what to do with it. My keys on the table, my reflection in the bedroom window. In the beginning, she told me I was ideal. When we were out and she'd had a drink, she would hang around my neck and whisper in my ear. Sometimes I couldn't understand what she was saying because she spoke too loudly and too close. But I loved the sudden shock of it, the tiny vibrations of her on my eardrum. She would turn her back on her friends while they were talking to her, mid-sentence, and check I was still there. Catch my hand in hers. "You're mine. You're mine." Grip it hard, eyes shining, breath heavy with alcohol. She made me feel I was the most important thing in her life. Later, of course, I would watch her hang around the necks of other men, throw back her head and laugh, as if they'd just said the funniest thing she'd ever heard. She would turn her back on me, mid-sentence, and whisper to them, too close. Once I said, "You are so perfect, I even dream about you." And she had laughed. "Dreams are what you wake up from," she said. Once I said, "I love you," but she didn't say it back.